Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Being out in the wild and coming into contact with strangers is always something that you were told about as a child to try and avoid.
Darryl. Stranger danger.
Stranger danger is the phrase that comes to mind. And now in the internet age, the year 2025, that has been accentuated in some aspects, and in others, it has been normalized a little bit. I believe you've been in contact with a few more strangers than you'd like. Is that correct?
Well, I'm conflicted right now.
Okay, tell me why.
So I keep getting Facebook and LinkedIn requests from people that I just don't know, have no association with whatsoever. Never met them, never worked with them, never taught them. They're not related to me. And I've been denying the requests.
Ooh.
And I'm wondering if that makes me a jerk or something else. Because my thing is, my Instagram is public.
Mm-hmm.
My X is public. My Blue Sky is public. I feel like that.
Well, it's all part of what you do professionally.
Like, I feel
those are not your personal accounts, quote unquote.
Right.
They are your professional accounts.
They're front facing accounts, right?
Yes.
So I feel like I have enough of a public social, TikTok too. Like, I feel like I have a perfectly acceptable level of public facing social media that I don't feel the obligation to add people that friend request me on Facebook or to quote unquote connect with people on LinkedIn that send me requests that are not in the broadcasting field that I've never worked with. Does that make me a bad person that I'm deleting and declining these requests?
No, I don't think so, because I do think that those are, you know, private accounts if you want them to be. You have every right.
Like, my life is not that exciting. You don't need to see what I'm doing every day on Facebook, right?
So I think LinkedIn and Facebook are different in this aspect too, because there are people that I will accept connections from on LinkedIn, and I'm not a big, outside of my Twitter and my Blue Sky, like, I'm just not a big social media person. And 95% of what I do on social media is the sports stuff. It's the Cavs stuff. Like, that's what I do because that is my job. Like, that's how I make my living. So yes, that stuff is very important to me. I have a Facebook account. I have not checked my Facebook account in many, many, many months. Like, I don't know who has requested me to be friends. I've not accepted because I haven't checked. LinkedIn.
Darryl, I think I know your problem. I think you've picked the wrong friends to start off with. I know this has happened to me, and I know exactly who's to blame for it, and he's at home right now, and he's not on this show that has his name on it. Ken Carman has accepted friend requests from everyone in the greater Cleveland metropolitan area.
I know. He's
so
like,
now, and
the expectation is that I'm supposed to do the same thing.
Not only that, but they have these suggestions for who you should be friends with, right?
Yeah.
And because he is friends with people who you have not met, and I'm sure he's met them in passing somewhere out at a training camp or something. They yelled at him, but he has now linked you to them. Ken took my friend request.
So here's the solution.
Because I've had the same problem.
Just
Darryl.
Say no.
You need to block Ken on Facebook.
No, I can't.
That's
do that.
The solution.
I can't do
That's
that.
That's the only way.
No, I can't. I
That's
can't
what
do that.
You have to do.
Here's the thing. I can't remember.
It's time to cut ties with some of those friends, Darryl.
Mostly Ken.
I have. Mainly. I can't remember the last time I actually sent a friend request to somebody on Facebook. Because my philosophy is, you don't want to be my friend, it's fine. Like, if you want to be friends with me, I'm here. Like, I'm not bothering people. Owen had to friend request me.
I did, finally. It's only been like a month or two.
Yeah.
And I've known Darryl for
Owen has showed up on
congratulations,
my
congratulations,
guys. No, I mean Owen has showed up on my suggested friends for like the last 5 years.
You know why? Because he's friends with Ken.
That's probably why. But like that's I'm exactly just like why. Yeah, I work with Owen, but like Owen probably doesn't give two you know what's about like my Facebook. So I'm not gonna
better myself.
I'm not gonna you know bother the guy. And then and then out of the blue, I'm like, Owen friend requested me. Okay, right. I work with him. He's a cool dude. Okay, even though he's a Chiefs fan. Okay, no problem. But he was a Chiefs fan before that's Patrick true. Mahomes got there and Travis Kelce got there and Andy Reid got there. But yeah, I just feel guilty every time. I did it again this morning. I had two friend requests. I didn't know.
Why do you feel guilty?
I don't know. I feel like I'm just being.
What do you? What I don't understand feeling guilty about this. I understand being annoyed that your inbox is flooded with requests.
It's not annoyed. I'm annoyed that I feel guilty. That's the root of the problem.
I don't understand feeling guilty. That does not make sense to me.
You're annoyed by your conscience?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
When I decline somebody, whether it's on Facebook, LinkedIn, I feel no shame when I say no. I'm very quick to hit that X button.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I have gotten some friend requests that I've denied, and I felt really good about denying them. I'm not. There have been a select few.
You just let it sit? You let them linger? Hang out in purgatory on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel I'm not being a jerk.
I don't understand why you would feel guilty.
Okay,
that's,
that I'm doing
that's
this.
That's what doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like if I don't know you, haven't worked with you, we're not related. Yeah, you don't need to know my personal business on Facebook, even though I basically have no personal business on Facebook.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel guilty. That's the thing that does not make sense to me at all.
And if you're like a car salesman in Alabama, I have no reason to connect with you on LinkedIn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that I get a lot of those. It's just I say no to almost every time. But getting back to the Cavs, Daryl, they play on Friday night in Dallas to wrap up this 4-game West Coast trip. They've gone 3-0, three really impressive wins, three double-digit wins, three teams that they have now beaten twice this season in Denver, Golden State, and Los Angeles. What's been the most impressive part of this trip for you?
I just think the way that they are breaking team spirits. Like, you can see it in the fourth quarters. You know, take the Laker game, for instance, right? LeBron had just turned 40. Everybody's talking about that. Obviously, we know his history, with the Cavaliers. And they just basically snapped the Lakers in half. And it felt so effortlessly. Just watching this. That's the other thing that amazes me about this team, Danny, is it feels effortless. And I realize saying that is almost disrespectful to what they're accomplishing.
Right.
But that's what it feels like to me, that this, to your point earlier, this is who they are. This is what they are. And they can morph into just about any style that's required, okay? I mean, there are times where, you know, Kenny's not afraid to pull Jared Allen off the floor mm-hmm. and just leave Evan Mobley out there.
That's when they're at their best, actually.
You know, And Jared doesn't pout about it. You know, he's not throwing tantrums in the locker room after the games, right? It's a very unselfish group of guys who are, I think, self-motivated and driven. I don't think that they need Kenny Atkinson every night to get up there and give him a win one for the Gipper speech to get him fired up to play. They just effortlessly and naturally go out there and beat the crap out of whoever they're playing.
They dominate whoever they play. The effortless thing, like, it feels, Daryl, as if they are always, and this gets me back to that first Warriors championship team, it feels like they're always three possessions away from either taking a 9-point lead if the game is tied or pushing their lead out 9 points further and ending the game. Like, it feels like...
And we've seen that, and we've seen them do both.
Yes.
A home game a couple weeks, it was a 3-point, actually it was a 1-point game and a 3-point game with like 90 seconds to go, and the Cavs ended up winning by 12. Like, and that was just with 90 seconds to go.
Look at the Warriors game on Monday night. They were up by 5, 11 minutes and 43 seconds left in the third quarter.
And Draymond Green was trying to do some Draymond Green stuff.
And then the next 3.5 minutes, they go on a 22-2 run, and the game is over.
We call that a cavalanche.
That stuff happens all the time.